Social worker, a paid knockoff of a practicing Christian. As I reflect on how we have become so pagan in our society, it is becoming more and more clear how we were duped into it. Before socialism had any footing in our country, everything was done by personally motivated individuals, churches, and a small, limited government at every level. This worked for quite a while, though the very system that the Constitution provided for was being worked by greedy, power-hungry elected officials. Over time, these corrupt officials turned the government into a machine for manipulating the people, bilking the people, and deceiving the people. This happened because the elected officials were not connected to the same God who inspired the Constitution through our founding fathers. Rather, these corrupt officials preferred the god socialism, which is modern-day Baal, because he placed no moral constraints on them. Furthermore, the big lie of socialism, that it could provide for all the needs of the people fairly and equitably, was an obvious sales pitch. The distancing of the corrupt politicians from God created a vacuum. Local, motivated individuals and churches providing for the needy was a problem. They had no control over these people or their churches. So they created agencies and programs by which taxpayer money could be used to serve the needy. Actually, this was just to gain votes. Hence, we see the rise of social workers out of the evil hearts of the corrupt officials and the agencies they created. Social workers were trained to use secular humanism techniques developed by secular humanist experts for addressing the needs of the people they served, i.e., there was no mention of God or the person's need for a relationship with Him. Now, I'm not implying that social workers are inherently evil. I am simply pointing out that they do not have the right foundation for what they are doing. They are paid by a secular humanist government to provide a very narrow set of services which does not provide a real solution to any problem. The corrupt officials and the agencies and programs that they generated were built on the sand of godless socialism. So we spin and spin and spin, and we intervene and intervene and intervene, and we experiment and experiment and experiment, and nothing improves. Christ Jesus commanded all believers to become disciples. And then, go into all the world preaching the gospel to every creature. John 8:31 and Mark 16:15. We are to be the social workers in this world. We are not sent to just help a person in their situation. We're sent to deliver them from captivity and bring them into the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God has no lack. The new birth is to provide a new life, which is to be eternal and abundant. It is to provide for forgiveness, healing, wealth, hope, joy, peace, and love. Practicing Christians? Where are they? They went to church and let the social workers do their job. No one gets saved. No one gets set free. No one gets healed. No one experiences abundant life. They're just managed by the social workers and their programs. Again, this article is not to indict the social workers. It is to indict us Christians who have been theoretical Christians and not practicing Christians. Social workers who do not do the work of Christ will have nothing to show for their lives in the judgment. Christians who do not do the work of Christ will have nothing to show for their lives in the judgment. We are to be salt and light. We're to be the hands, feet, and voice of Christ Jesus through his indwelling Holy Spirit. You're the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Matthew 5:14. Salt is good, but if the salt have lost his saltness, wherewith shall you season it? Have salt in yourselves and have peace one with another. Mark 9:50. For this people's heart is waxed gross, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes they have closed, lest at any time they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears and should understand with their hearts and should be converted, and I should heal them. Matthew 13:15. So then, because you're lukewarm and neither hot nor cold, I will spew you out of my mouth. Because you say, I am rich and increased with goods and have need of nothing, and know not that you're wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked, I counsel you to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that you may be rich, and white raiment, that you may be clothed, and that your shame of your nakedness do not appear. And anoint your eyes with eye salve, that you may see. Revelation 3:15-18. Remember, therefore, from where you are fallen, and repent, and do the first works, or else I will come unto you quickly, and will remove your candlestick out of his place, except you repent. Revelation 2:5.